Net neutrality is the idea that your internet should work like the highways. You can drive where you want, when you want, how far you want, and you shouldn't be charged more money to drive at, say, 65 miles an hour than at 55. In the same way, net neutrality says you should be able to visit any legal website you want whenever you want, and one site shouldn't cost more to visit than another. Companies like Verizon, AT&T, and Comcast, who control internet access, want to charge more for sites that use a lot of data, like streaming movies or downloading music. If they can't charge more, they want to be able to slow down access speeds. They say this will keep the lanes open, so to speak. But net neutrality supporters like Free Press, a national media reform group, say killing net neutrality would let the big telecom companies make it expensive or inconvenient for people to access full services. Craig Aaron is president of Free Press.
What net neutrality does is actually prevents these big companies from being gatekeepers. And without it, suddenly a Comcast, a Verizon, an AT&T, they're the ones getting to decide what works on the web and what doesn't.
Aaron also says that killing net neutrality might even allow the big content providers to steer traffic away from competitor sites to their own for movies, Skype-like services, and more. Although the legislature won't take up the issue again anytime soon, with lawsuits for and against net neutrality already filed, the fight over net neutrality will be heading to the courts. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Melissa Runnels.